You mentioned stuffing it into the sausage. What is that part that you eat, that you stuffed into the sausage?
We took the shoulders and the meat off the backbone and the meat off the sides and sometimes hams and ground them real fine in a grinder. We had a grinder. And then you took red pepper. We raised our own red pepper.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. We raised our own red pepper and strung it on strings and hung it up in the kitchen to dry. And then in the winter, we put this in the food grinder, and then it would grind, and then we mix it in with the sausage. And then everybody would taste of it to see if it was hot enough or not hot enough or what. And then we'd stuff it in these, we had a mill, and it had a long funnel on it about like that, about 8 inches, I guess it was, and we'd stuff, put the meat in the mill right here, and you press down on it, and it would go through these links, and we call that sausage link, sausage.
Do you remember what you call that thing that you stuffed it into?
Yeah, we called it,
You said it was a funnel-like thing.
Uh-huh, it was a funnel. We had there was a mill here, and then out there was a funnel, and the funnel fit up into where we ground the meat,
uh-huh.
And then just ran on, we stuffed this, chitlin on, we brought it back up over the funnel as far as it would go. Sometimes that length would go on the funnel. And then you stuffed it out, you would hold it, hold it here so it didn't slip all the way out. And then somebody would hold the other end, and sometimes it'd be 4 or 5 feet stuffed.
Goodness.
And then you cut it up, twist it around each other.
Well,
that's all right. That was sausage making, I know all about it.
Goodness, that sounds like you had some good eating.
We did.
When it was time to feed your stock, you say it was what kind?
Feeding time for the animals.
And did you use any other words? Fodder time?
Fodder, no, we never used any other time, but we gave them fodder.
Now, fodder, you referred to then as the feed itself.
It's feeding. Well, no, there was different. Fodder was a corn that you don't, you gather that first before you get eating corn. You gather the fodder off the corn sticks. Stalks. And you put that in the barn, and then you, if you wanted to, you could mix it with other things and give it to the horses. And we had a trough, a great big trough, as long as these two rooms, I guess. And I have a barn upstairs. It was open all that way, and we put the fodder around it, and somebody would go down there and fold the hay and the fodder and the corn stalks over to the animals. I've done it many a time with a pitchfork. I've done it many a time, dear.
That's the difference.
I didn't have to do it, but I just loved it, and I did it anyway.
So that's the difference between the fodder and regular eating
corn. Oh, yes. We didn't give them eating corn at all. I take that back. Then we'd have one patch of eating corn, corn for the animals.
Yes, ma'am.
But that was not eating corn.
Which was, what did you call it, though? Did you have a particular name for it, or did you just...
That's the corn we give to the horses, the animals, that's all.
You just call it that.
Uh-huh. That's all.
When you get ready to call the cows or any other animals, particularly cows, from the pasture, how did you call them, or did you use a certain word to call them when you called them?
We usually said, "Come on, Daisy."
Just say, come on. What about pigs? How'd you call pigs?
Oh, well, we never did call many pigs. I'll tell you, say, piggy, piggy, piggy.
Is that right?
Sure. Piggy? Yeah.
To make them stand still during the milking, what did you say to them? To make them stop.
Easy. Yeah. And this is now, you say, back.
And what else?
Stand still. And keep your tail still. And
just a second.
Not gonna bother me anyway.
We were talking about what did you say to the cow to make them stand still for milking?
I say stand still, Daisy. Be still. Don't move, and keep your tail still.